Welcome to The Marketing Menu, the delicious podcast with regular, relevant content to help your business grow and thrive. Jargon-free, easy-to-understand marketing tools with effective tips and tricks, and guaranteed no cheese.
Hello, listeners, and may we wish you all a very happy new year from both of us, Nikki and Liz, at The Marketing Menu. Did you have a lovely Christmas, Liz?
I most certainly did, Nikki. Thank you for asking. It was lovely. Spent the family, ate too much chocolate, you know, the usual. How about you?
Yeah, it all went too quickly, so now here we are in 2018, all raring to go.
Yes, and it's going to be a big year for The Marketing Menu, listeners. We mentioned before about expanding what we offer, and we're very excited to be launching a programme of training materials aimed at making your marketing more effective and successful.
Yep, so if you're interested, you can find out more about that at themarketingmenu.com. Or, of course, you can always email us at hello@themarketingmenu.com for more details.
So what are we talking about today?
So, well, we've talked about the rising importance of using video as part of your marketing toolbox on several podcasts, particularly, I think, in podcast 6, when we answered Richard's question about using video to promote his products. So we thought it would be a good idea to go into a little bit more detail about why the use of video is growing, what type of content could be included, and also what equipment listeners could use.
And that's where we bring in our resident expert, Mr. Andrew Plant of Andrew Plant Photography and Video, is here to share his expertise on how to make a professional looking video.
Hello, it makes a change to be on the other side of the microphone.
So first things first, why is it a good idea to use video rather than just an image and some text content?
Well, Nikki, according to wyzowl.com, that's W-Y-Z-Owl.com.
That's a very, yeah.
It's a good name though, isn't it? I almost mispronounced it and said Wyzowl, yes, but I realise it's Wyzowl. Yeah. Who've produced a report called The State of Video Marketing 2017. Now, 80% of businesses believe that video gave them a good ROI.
Which is return on investment.
Thank you for clarifying. 97% of businesses said that their explainer video had helped increase user understanding of their product or service. 91% of consumers had watched an explainer video to learn about a product or service. 78% of businesses that have used Facebook Live said it was an effective marketing tool. Mm-hmm. And 95% of consumers believe that a video should be less than 2 minutes long. Now, you can download the full report from info.wyzowl.com, State of Video Marketing 2017 report, and there'll be a link in our transcript to this podcast.
So those are pretty compelling statistics, actually. I also read from HubSpot.com that a Facebook executive predicted that the platform is all going to be video in less than 5 years. So I guess what we're saying is you're missing out if you're not considering how to get found on the world's second largest search engine, which is obviously YouTube.
Yeah, important to know. And perhaps we should point out here that we've turned a number of our own podcasts into videos, which people can point others to on YouTube if they wish. Why did we do that, Nikki?
Well, I mean, I think just as we're highlighting here, I think a lot of people have yet to tune into the real benefits of podcasts. And some people, you know, are obviously just going to prefer a visual rather than oratory form of communication. Plus, then there's the obvious benefits of being on such a strong platform like YouTube with its worldwide audience. So I guess we're just taking a pinch of our own medicine, really.
As we should. Which brings us nicely on how to stand out from the crowd. Because let's face it, if these statistics are to be believed, it's only going to become a more crowded medium. And we need to make those all-important videos stand out head and shoulders above the rest.
Yeah, so there does need to be some sound guidelines, you know, that we need to consider before rushing ahead with the camera to film, you know, whatever moves. Now, you can always... as we always say at The Marketing Menu, you do need a plan. This isn't something that you can quickly throw together, particularly if you want to make a series of videos and, you know, want to get your message across.
Yeah, precisely. And that brings up an important point, actually. What is your message? What exactly are you trying to achieve by doing a video?
Yeah, exactly. So you don't want to just create a video for doing one's sake. So think about what you're trying to get across, who is your audience, and how are you going to make that video consistent with your brand? This is where the planning and the scripting will help without becoming, you know, making you too rigid.
Yeah, obviously Facebook Live can be a little bit more relaxed and spontaneous, but even then you need to know why you're doing it.
Yeah, so you've decided to create a video to showcase what it is you do. So what type of video is it going to be? Will it be a demonstration of your product or maybe a how-to, something where you can share your expertise? Could it be an interview or a testimonial, a who are we type video? Or perhaps it may be an event that you've attended and you want to feature some footage, you know, of you in action.
Mm. Once you know what type it is and you know who your target market is, then you can go about creating the message or storyboard.
It sounds like something from Hollywood now.
Well, yes, sort of. I mean, they do it too. But basically, you draw a number of rectangles on a sheet of paper or in a Word document. Did you used to read comics when you were younger?
I did.
What comic did you read?
Oh, gosh. No, I can't remember. No.
I used to read Twinkle.
Twinkle. I suppose we're going down that far. Yes, I do remember reading
that. But
you
know, things like Beano, Beano, and what was the other one? Andrew.
Oh, thanks for putting me on the spot. yeah, I remember the Beano. Can't remember any others for the moment.
I used to
Viz, exactly.
Yeah.
So you know
more
the
grown
type
up version.
You read the grown-up ones. You know what they look like. You've got the boxes with the pictures in. So you set it out like a comic story with pictures in each rectangle and then some text underneath for what you're going to say that's related to that shot. Once you've decided what is going to be said, it's really important that you then choose the right people to deliver it.
So obviously there's no point in asking somebody who's really nervous or who's likely to get embarrassed as soon as the camera is switched on.
Yeah.
It can be quite interesting, actually. I had a client who did this last week. I shan't say too much, but let's just say there were two individuals and one of them was a lot better than they expected to
really?
Be.
Really? Yeah. Well, yeah, sometimes you have to be a bit brutal.
Yes.
And say to the person who thinks they'd be the best person, but clearly isn't, that their services won't be required.
In a nice way.
In a nice way. With love. It may even be yourself.
That's true.
But you need rubbish
in front of the camera, as we all know.
You need to be detached and realistic.
I'm going to chip in here, actually, because, yeah, it's amazing how many times I've met people who are really confident and great holding a room or in a meeting, and you put a camera in front of them and suddenly they're like a rabbit in headlights.
Yeah, it goes to pieces.
I probably count myself in there as well.
So as a guideline, just to give, you know, a useful guide, 350 words apparently equates to about 2 minutes worth of video.
Yeah.
So now you can sort of think about how you can be focused and, you know, and how concise you need to be.
Yeah, this brings up a good point, actually. How long should a video be?
Well, I guess it depends on, obviously, what type is going to be and what's being posted. But, you know, I'd say that, you know, unless it's a video that's perhaps demonstrating a product, you know, a good rule of thumb is to keep it under 90 seconds, really. Possibly even less than a minute. So the shorter the better, to be honest.
Yeah. So before we venture into the technical side of making a video, just a reminder that you're listening to the Marketing Menu podcast, which is brought to you for free every fortnight on Wednesdays via iTunes, Blueberry, Stitcher and TuneIn. It's also available to download directly from our website, themarketingmenu.com.
And of course, we are on Twitter and Facebook, and we're also on YouTube, as we've just mentioned, sharing our own content as well as, you know, others' stuff which may be useful to you. So I suppose moving on to the nitty-gritty of actually filming the video then, this is where we're going to talk to our resident photography expert, Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hi there.
So first of all, Andrew, you've been filming videos for clients for a number of years now. How do you actually see their growing in popularity?
Well, it's been massive. From nothing 5 years ago, it's now a large part of my business, and it's still growing. Many of my clients come to me initially because they want to have a video on their website for SEO. Remember, Google bought YouTube and it really likes video, rates it video highly. But then they find it's a great way to engage with their clients and go on to create several videos, sometimes even a whole series of regular updates.
I imagine you would always say use a professional wherever possible and when budget allows.
Absolutely, of course. However, I do help clients with training and creating intros and idents so that they can make their own videos.
What's an ident?
Yeah.
The ident is the first sort of 5-10 seconds at the beginning of a video.
Okay, yeah.
It's particularly important if you're doing a series of videos because it links them all together.
Right.
It's like watching a TV series.
Right.
That beginning is the same on all of them.
Yeah.
So it helps your branding. What most people forget is the length of time that it takes to create your own video.
Well, as in the length of the video?
No, but that's important too. I mean the time it takes to plan, film and edit the video. That's assuming that you already know what you want to say. A lot of businesses just say, we need a video, because they don't want to be left behind. It's very easy to make a video. Your kids are probably doing it now. Mm-hmm. However, it's harder to make a good video. As with any marketing, you have to think about your message. If you're telling people that you're a professional, high-quality business, but then have a wobbly homemade video, what's it say about you?
Yeah, that's true, actually. You do have to have a clear message and aim.
Yes. Creating a professional video takes planning, time to film, several takes probably, and you'd be amazed how many poor videos there are out there.
Yeah, for sure. I've seen loads of those.
Me too.
Then there's the editing. In my view, this is the most important aspect, especially for online video. The YouTube generation get bored incredibly quickly. You can have the most interesting product in the world, but if your video doesn't engage a viewer in the first few seconds, they'll click away. And then, of course, you've got to keep them as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Editing is actually very time-consuming. Just think about how much footage you'll come back with that has to be reviewed in order to decide what to put in. Yeah. That alone can take quite some time.
Yeah, and there are quite a few top technical issues that listeners would need to consider as well, aren't there?
Well, there's the basics. You'll need a camera. And yes, this is one time when I'd say, yes, you can use an iPhone. For what they do, they're great.
Yeah.
But please, please use it horizontally and not in portrait mode.
Oh. We always use ours horizontally.
I never realised that was why.
Well, if you use it vertically, you're wasting two-thirds of the screen because you've got two black bars either side. So turn it round. After all, you don't have the TV on its end, do you, in the lounge?
Such a good point.
Yeah.
And it's forgotten by so many people. Lights are a good idea as well, and also a good microphone.
Yeah.
I'd also say a tripod is an absolute essential.
Yeah, definitely.
Nobody likes watching wobbly video.
No, so not too much to start, but is it still worth it?
Yes. I'd say video should be an important and valuable part of your marketing. However, getting a professional in is well worth considering. I produce videos from a few hundred pounds, and so it doesn't have to cost you a lot. Of course, you're not going to get an Oscar-winning production on a low budget, but it will give professional production values and save you time. After all, it's your image that we're talking about.
Well, thank you so much for that insight, Andrew. I'm fascinated now. I'm sure listeners found it helpful too.
Yeah, and I suppose that also you might like to consider if you're going to have a voiceover at any point in the video and also some music.
And captions.
Yeah, good point. So let's start with voiceover, for instance. So if you're filming a how-to or demonstration video, you might like to focus on the product rather than the person. And in this case, you could consider, therefore, a voiceover. But as with picking the right people to be in the video, you do need somebody with the right voice.
Indeed.
Somebody who speaks in a fairly monotone voice won't do you any flavours. So pick somebody who's enthusiastic and upbeat. Of course, you could pay a professional voiceover artist to do it for you, depending on your budget.
I think they can cost between about £150 to £250 an hour.
Oh, right.
But again, important that you choose the right voice for your purpose.
Yeah, it's also important to rehearse and, what do we say?
Breathe.
Because there is a tendency, and I'm a really good bad example of this, is a tendency just to speed up, but then the voice needs to be clear and easily understood.
There's actually a good wiki piece on how to record voiceovers.
Yeah.
Listeners can find it at WikiHow, and the link will be in the transcript of the podcast. Now, you mentioned music, Nikki.
Yeah, we did touch on this a little bit in podcast, when we talked about podcasting, actually, in podcast 20. So if you're going to have a musical introduction or background music, it is important to obviously choose the right soundtrack for your particular purpose. I know, you know, we played around a lot with
that
at the beginning, you know, in terms of pace, and I suppose.
It was quite fun.
Yeah. Again, think about, again, your target market. You know, just because you might like a little bit of heavy rock, Liz, as I know you do, doesn't mean to say we're going to feature it on the marketing menu. So is it right for the audience?
Nothing wrong with heavy metal. But it's a good point. And as we mentioned in podcast 20, use sites that offer music under an attribution international license or attribution non-commercial international license, like freemusicarchive.org. Or there are loads of subscription services like Audioblocks.
Yeah, then you can add captions or subtitles to your video, which is often recommended as people like to read. You know, I often think, you know, a lot of people are in work environments, yeah, or places where somebody else is watching a television, so...
You'd be surprised at the statistics. They reckon that in excess of 80% of videos are watched without sound.
Really?
Yeah.
That's scary.
And actually, that annoys me when... You get a pop-up video when you might be in a difficult situation and a video goes onto autoplay.
Yeah, something not working, Mr. Boss.
Yes, exactly.
Video. Let's shout out to the world.
Exactly.
Not good. So we've done a little bit of this for our Facebook videos, haven't we, Liz?
Yeah, and to save time, I used a service called Rev.com. However, it's important to say it can be done manually. I was just trying to save time. Rev.com charge $1 a minute of video. So it's a cheap way of getting the captions done. If you're thinking you've only got a 30-second video,
yeah,
then it really doesn't cost very much, and they've done it for you. Basically, you upload your video file to their platform, and they send back a new file with the required wording, so you're ready to go.
And finally, just some quick reminders then. So don't forget to include the website URL in the video somewhere. That's going to be a bit of a challenge, actually, because obviously they're not actionable. And try to ensure there's obviously a call to action as well, otherwise it's a bit of a wasted opportunity.
Yeah, why are you doing it, really? Yeah. I'd also add that, as well as posting the video on your website and social media, why not create a YouTube channel as well? And we were talking about this earlier. Provide more opportunities for people to find you.
Great stuff. So that brings us, I think, everybody, to the end of our first podcast for 2018.
Hurrah.
So listeners, if there are any particular subjects you would like us to cover this year, or maybe you have certain questions related to your own businesses, you can email us, and please do reach out at hello@themarketingmenu.com, because we would love to hear from you, and we'll come back to all of you in turn.
We most definitely would. And we'll be back on the 17th of January talking about how you can use awards nominations as part of your marketing activity.
Well, I know you've had some experience of that recently, Liz.
Indeed, and
you?
I thought I'd share.
Okay, so interesting. So until then, it's goodbye from me, Nikki.
Goodbye from me, Andrew.
And from me, Liz, goodbye.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Marketing Menu, brought to you by Nikki Matthews and Liz Gordon. Episodes are every 2 weeks on Wednesdays. Please share, subscribe, or add reviews, and stay in touch for more bite-sized marketing tasters for growing businesses.